Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I am your host, Karen. And as always, we got 100% Morad.
Hey, we are in the house.
Yes, we are. And it's kind of weird because I normally have two hosts with the most that I'm like, hey, but now it's only one host with the most.
You had the introduction down, you know, it just flows out. Now you're like, yes, as usual. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Him to just fucking me up with her non-presence right now, just not being here. And so Keith is here, slash question mark, whoever the other person will be. You know, that's kind of how it is. It's like, well, the TBA to be announced. Right. Ethan to be announced.
Well, we could say whatever we want. I'm doing okay, but I took Henda off of her VIP, so we're golden over here.
Now that she's no longer holding you back, how are you doing?
Right. From all your dreams.
Yeah, it's just weird, you know. I had on today's show was Bianca Brady and Catherine Lavery, my ex-wife. And in the beginning of the show, I'm saying, you know, my feelings are nervousness and I'm excited. I have a couple ideas. I'm excited about it. I think people are going to dig it. And then I started going through the news like I do. And then at the end, Bianca's like, do you know we haven't talked about your feelings? I'm like, I really think we did. Excited but nervous. And the whole thing is kind of weird. Henda has been, you know, laid up for other reasons. And I did a show with somebody else. That wasn't strange. This, of course, is different because it's going to be ongoing. I remember doing one or two shows literally by myself. That wasn't a big deal. But again, because it wasn't ongoing. But yeah, that's really all the thoughts. And Catherine said, to catch up, she listened to the last show that you guys were on, you know, saying goodbye to Henda, and said, yeah, and Keith did news then too. And I'm like, I really think we exhausted all the feelings, though, to be honest. You know, I mean, what else? There's only so many feelings. These are them. Something that I'm going to use for the show just came in Amazon. I don't know. Is that a feeling? Yeah, it's just excited and nervous.
I guess, Keith, people are like, they're projecting sometimes and they go, well, I don't know how I would handle it. So I really kind of want to kind of pick your brain. But the way you function, you're like, this is how I feel. And it's just that. But for some people, they'll say that, but then there'll be other underlying things kind of attached to it. And you have to expand on it. You know what I'm saying? Like to really get to the root. But no, if you say that's how you feel, that's literally how you feel. There's nothing more to it.
Yeah. I asked Bianca, how did she feel? And she said something to the effect of, yeah, that's it. Excited and nervous. I'm like, yeah, I think that's it. I'm not angry. I don't know that I'm even anxious. Maybe I'm not thrilled, but yeah, this is it. And we're going to do it.
I think also because there was such a long period of time, you've had all the stages. It's like all the, you know,
she gave her 3 months notice.
Four months. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you've been trickling out the feelings.
Yeah. Right.
So why would like today be like this explosion of feelings? It's almost as if like if you woke up today and didn't know him that wasn't going to be here.
Right.
Then it would be like, oh, I got a lot of fucking feelings. Today we fuck the news. I just got a lot to say. But it's like, I don't know what I want to say. Everything I've been saying over and over again. I feel you on that.
Yeah. There were big days. There was, you know, her telling me in private. Then there was making the Kickstarter video. Then it was people seeing the Kickstarter video. Then it was the first chat room after that. Then it was probably the first show after that. And those are the big moments. But now it's months later and okay, that's what it is.
Yeah. And you got emails and stuff. You've had time to address it. She's had time to talk about it herself. Yeah. I think if everybody's expecting like a big, just like you coming on the air crying for an hour,
right?
That's not to be expected.
You've heard my crying, and sure, I mean, check out the new logo. It involves a baby. So yeah, there's just so much shit that's going
on. There's
anyway.
A new logo.
I'm using the. I didn't have it done yet. Mallory Jane, the geniuses, put this together. It's gonna be the cover of my first stand-up album, the baby going into adolescence, and then the baby, then a child, then adolescence, and then me, and both me and the baby are crying. The adult with a microphone. So now I have a version. So I've, that'll be the main thing. Right now you see a baby with a microphone for today's show that just went out. I think that's cool. And I never really, we never had like a simple logo, like a swoosh or something. And I'm going to use just a round head and two dots for the eyes. And that'll be okay. Some kind of stamp. So I'm excited.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. A bunch of new stuff happening.
Yes, it's good to do new stuff. I'm excited and happy and thrilled for you.
The Amazon thing, thank you. The Amazon thing is one of those touch pads, basically.
Touchpad for like soundboards or something?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think Tax has different programs and soundboards, and I think that'll be cool.
Oh, shit. Got some sound effects coming.
Yeah.
Upgrade.
I think it's more like to change cameras or whatever the fuck, but we'll figure it out. Okay. Yeah.
that should be fun.
And Chris and Craig are helping a lot, and they both happen to be have good eyes for art, and so, you know, in angles and cameras, I don't know any of that shit. We did that show with Sadia, the Diamond Dog show, and they put together, you know, just we were going to go live, couldn't figure it out in time, but anyway, they put together this picture that you see under show notes, and Craig will be like, all right, Chris, can you do this instead for the outline of the words or that instead? I'm just thinking like, does that even fucking matter? And next thing you know, holy shit, this looks amazing. So
right.
I'm lucky to know him. Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, it makes a big difference because you'd be like, I don't know. I can't figure it out. That's how I am with Roderick. I just throw shit at Roderick and they're like, you can do it.
Right. And sometimes I talk to people and I'm like, hey, you reached out and said you could help me with this. So I'm like, okay, so how do I do this then? And they're like, well, you can Google these words. And I'm like, well, okay. Right. I'm not being lazy. You said it.
Right.
But these guys aren't like that, so that's good.
Yes, and I'm glad that they are like, I said I was going to help and I meant it. I didn't mean like right. You ask me and I tell you to do the work.
Right.
Like that defeats the purpose.
That's Karen style.
Yes, yes, but I only do that to you.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's fine.
That's right.
And let me mention this before we go on, if I may. Mm-hmm. What did it mean on social media, Rod, that you accidentally shaved your mustache? And I see the difference. I don't know if it looks like a D.L.
It's
Hughley.
It's growing back somewhat.
It's growing back, but them first few days, I joked the hell out of him, Keith. He got all of the jokes.
Did you try to trim and you got too close and it was too late?
Yep.
Yep.
I was trimming. I was sleepy. I picked the wrong fucking guard for the Clippers. I meant to pick like the 3 and I accidentally must have picked the fucking 1 or 0. And I just went, and then I was fully awake because like just this piece was missing and the rest was a full mustache. I'm like, oh, fuck.
And he has the full beard, to be clear. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, so now the whole mustache has to go because right. No one has half a mustache and a beard.
Right.
And then I was like, do I trave off the whole beard? And I'm like, no. So I shaved it down.
Okay.
With like a one guard and then just look fucking weird. It's weird though, because some people are like, oh, it looks so cool. That looks cool. You look younger. And I don't know. All week, I've just been thinking I look terrible. So, you know, I mean, I guess if you like it, I love it. But I'm growing it back.
Who did you say that you look like?
Man, there's so many people I look like. I look like the uncle from Avatar.
Yeah.
I look like there's this black activist, Dr. Umar, who's very fucked up. I look like him. He shaved his beard like this. Republicans shave their beards.
Yeah,
like this.
They do that. You'd be like, oh, you look like
not a lot of trustworthy people rocking this this look.
It is a move.
No, it's not. And then he had the nerve to buy a fake mustache, walk up in here with that Mario and Luigi mustache.
I did a couple episodes of the show with a fake mustache I bought from Party City. Okay. But of course, Karen called me out right away.
Of course, you look ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, it was fine.
Yeah, so I've been picking at him. And the thing is, I haven't seen his upper lip in forever. I was like, wow, because most time you have a beard on. And I've seen him like not shaving before, but I was like, it's been a long time.
No, I understand. I understand how kissing works, but is there a difference without the mustache? I mean, you're not licking his face, but there is a difference?
Yes. I like it when it's grown out. I think that the part where it's trying to find itself, where it's very hard and prickly, particularly if you don't like moisturize that hair to kind of keep it soft. It feel like you're kissing the porcupine because you're kissing, all you feel is that prickly piece.
Right. Well, you got to get your shit together, Rod, then.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Right. One day at a time.
Right. Yes.
No oral for a month.
Rod?
Yep.
Who is the sponsor for this week?
Oh, today's sponsor for last week on Keith and the Girl is OMAT. That's right. You can go to... KeithandTheGirl.com/OMAT, or you can go to OMATprogram.com and sign up. OMAT stands for 1 minute at a time. The OMAT program is a series of 8 simple but powerful minute-long exercises that are essential to the practice of living. The combination of mental and physical exercises aims to enhance the resilience of your mind and body by breaking the cycle of mental noise and unnecessary thoughts, creating space for clear thinking and decisive action. Go on out there and get clear-headed and start being decisive. Go to OMAT. Go to KeithandTheGirl.com/OMAT, or you can go to OMATprogram.com.
It's a good looking website.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm already on here like, I know this person. What?
Right. And the picture is her with the scarf fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Looks good. Yeah.
Wow. She's going places.
Yeah. Did she pay you on the side though? Because if she used Keith and the Girl money, we have to talk.
And of course, we still have minimum wage.
You know what I want to do, by the way?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about, obviously, we'll keep this going. So until I figure out how to do live stuff, I think I'm going to do 3 shows a week with maybe a Friday prime time is when we go live, as opposed to the middle of the day, which doesn't make sense for other people. And I'd like a segment to be minimum wage.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay,
so let's
talk
about it. But yeah, I think that'd be cool. You watch, guys, how much fun this is going to be.
All right. Well, in this case, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
everybody runs. Are we running away from it this time? I'm assuming so.
You know what's funny? A Keith and the Girl listener, / Blackout Test listener,
Rick,
DM'd me on Instagram a picture that was America runs from Dunkin'.
It was good.
The Dunkin' logo, but it's like Dunkin', the Dunkin' person has a gun, the other person's running. I'll send it to you, Keith, if you don't have it.
Hilarious. I do have it.
Okay, yeah.
It's
so funny.
Here, I'll put it in chat if this works.
Funny. It would honestly make a great logo for a podcast or something.
Yeah. I put it on, you can see it. Everybody can see it at KeithandTheGirl.com. Look for show notes on Henda's last day. And that's where I put it.
That's hilarious.
It's a square of America. Then it took me another look to get this. The second square, the guy's running the Dunkin' logo, but he has a gun. Then the third square is another guy running away. And then the D for the last square for Dunkin' is obviously a bullet. So good.
So fucking good, man. Perfect. No notes. Oh my God.
Yeah, no notes.
Wow, you people are so talented, man.
Yeah.
So a Dunkin' worker gives a man free coffee and he throws the hot drink in her face.
What?
Well, it's free, I guess. You don't look a hot coffee
easy
in the
come,
mouth.
Easy go. An unidentified man received an extra cup of coffee free of change from an employee at a Florida Dunkin' Donuts and proceeded to chuck it back at the server. According to the statement, the Newport Richey Police Department on Sunday put out at 8:45 a.m. a Dunkin' Donuts worker offered the customer a complimentary coffee.
Did they say why? Like, did he seem homeless or something? Or
yeah, I wonder. Maybe they felt insulted. Like, bitch, I ain't homeless. I dress like this.
Right.
This is my normal clothes.
It's like that meme and. The meme in movies where, you know, somebody's sitting down drinking coffee and like somebody thinks they're a bum and puts change in their coffee. It's like, oh.
But yeah, they unexpectedly hurled a hot beverage into the face of the employee.
Jesus Christ.
Let's see. The suspect became irate. He threw the hot cup of coffee at the employee's face, resulting in her sustaining blisters. Wow. How hot is that coffee?
I think I already got this figured out. he said, can I have one of those coolers that go around it, the cardboard shit? And the one person went, God damn, it's free. Is there more? And then it's fuck you.
The suspect is described as having a silver four-door SUV, fled the scene before law enforcement could arrive. Ooh, that's new. So he knew he was wrong.
Yeah. Right. Most of the time, they think they right. They stand there.
Let me tell
officer
you.
Officer can't wait for the officer to so I can tell my truth.
Let me explain my side. Right to remain silent.
And why am I under arrest? Why are we pulling out the handcuffs? They'd be so confused.
So yeah, they basically want to know if anyone knows the attacker. There's the picture of the attacker in the article. Who kind of looks like a young Luis Guzman, the actor to me.
Okay. Mexican?
He's some type of Latino or something. Okay. He kind of looked like him to me. I don't know why.
I see that.
Yeah. And then at the end, they put a bunch of stats about crime and fast food. In 2021, the Service Employees International Union published a report highlighting the prevalence of assault and harassment in popular fast food chains, shedding light on the crisis of violence disproportionately affecting fast food workers. Yep. The report drew from 911 call logs from popular fast food locations in California's biggest cities between 2017 and 2020. They found that these fast food restaurants were the sites of at least 77,000 violent or threatening incidents.
Over 3 years, to be clear, 77,000.
That's just in California.
Jesus Christ.
That's just it. The stories you read literally be all over the country.
When I tell y'all that I could do this every day, multiple stories a day, yeah. It's not a joke. I have to go not to, we can't do it this week. This is
right.
Too many people got killed.
Wow.
Yeah. Authorities have not linked this incident to any specific cause. But it is reminiscent of a prank trend that gained popularity in the mid-2000s, commonly known as fire in the hole.
What the hell is a fire in the hole?
What is that? That's when I throw a milkshake on your motherfucking face. Go, go, go. Drive.
Wow.
Oh my God. I feel like we stumbled into some elite to America's territory. I've never heard of this game. I feel like only white people got to play this game.
It costs money. You gotta pay it the first one, though. Right.
And you gotta feel like nothing gonna happen to you.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, right. What you gonna do, bitch?
You gotta be in a situation where you know you can get away, because if they get a hold of you, you in trouble.
Yeah, it's a vanilla shake, but you gotta be vanilla.
Vanilla shakes, vanilla people. Okay. Yeah, and then they just go into some other stories that don't have anything to do with this one, which they possibly needed a word count or some shit. In 2017, two children did this. Okay. Well, that's it for Minimum Rage, everybody.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I think we're on to something. Starting to think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's gonna be I cannot wait. KATG.
Yes.
Episode 3787, The Plow, with Kevin Allison and Calvin Cato.
Too easy. Too easy. Mm. Nice.
This episode was fun. And what was hilarious about it, when y'all start talking about y'all jobs, I'm starting to worry about Kevin, because all his jobs end with like a rim job. And I'm like, we're talking about jobs. I'd be like, yeah, I plowed you behind the bush. I was like, what is happening here?
Sir, this is a Wendy's. Confused. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Why are we on the backside of the Wendy's, sir? Why are you walking in museums fondling balls?
Now, we didn't ask, was anyone an asshole?
Not these two guys, no. All their stories have to do with the asshole, but
right.
No, not at all.
Did Hemda book all these guests, since it was like her getting ready to get out of here? She's like, here's my
guest
people.
Yeah, there was, you know what? Yes. Like, for example, today, yes. I mean, sorry, this show, Kevin Allison, Calvin Cato, absolutely. The next show happened to be somebody that got the Kickstarter.
Right.
And so they picked those people. But then Carrie Gravenson and Danny Vega the next day was her. And then Rod, Karen, Craig, Chris, that was her final wish for the final show.
Oh, wow.
I feel special and loved. Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet. You guys talked about the teacher that was playing basketball and giving them kids the business.
22 years old. She pretended she was a 13-year-old player that didn't make it on the court. And she's making layups. She's doing everything. She ran into the crowd, caught the ball, threw it back in bounds just in time. By crowd, I mean, you know, a high school fucking gym or junior high school gym, so whatever. But then, like, to look like a kid, sometimes she'd make a throw. I saw a little video. And she'd throw her legs in the air like, akimbo, and like, just, I'm so stupid.
Nobody's going, your coordination is too perfect. What is, and kids don't keep secrets.
Right.
So your kids is like, you are not my teammate.
And you know, they're like, I guess we got to give it back to her, the ball always.
All right, as we won't be playing next week.
Right. Anyway, they won. That feels good. But they're banned for the rest of the year or something like that. Oh, no, they said they would quit and not compete for the rest of the year, but obviously they were banned.
Yeah. Basically, yeah.
Wait, so are they quitting out of solidarity? You know, like, are they like, no, we're sticking with our 22-year-old cheater, okay, guys? it's like that movie Joanna Man, where, like, the lesson is, like, let the guy pretend to be a woman. It's like, no, that's the wrong lesson.
They're ahead of their time.
Yes,
is he
they
pretending?
Were.
You know.
Right.
Way ahead of the time.
It was also a religious school. And so the school was like, you know what? We're gonna not play it.
Yeah. Like, we have a moral ground here.
Right. Even though she was the assistant coach, the coach knew what was happening too.
Right. Right.
That'll be a brilliant plan. We have to win. These parents, they get excited.
You didn't get busted. We, you know, I mean, hey, it's just like, this is what we were doing over here.
Apparently so. You guys talked about reality shows being fake. One thing about reality shows, me and Roger talk about this, sometimes our fans think we're just an oddball. It's like, the reality shows now, all of them are fake. Me and Roger like the pure crack cocaine of cheetahs. Where they actually, you knew these were like real life.
And not all of cheaters.
Sorry, the TV show Cheaters, where they videotape you cheating. Right.
Yeah.
And not all the cheaters, by the way. Mm-hmm. The early cheaters before Joey got stabbed, when it was real. Like, people pulled out guns.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
I can't pretend to be morally better than anyone. I literally am like, this isn't meth. I don't want... You know, they're like, don't judge me for watching reality TV. I'm like, I'm not judging you for watching reality TV. I feel nothing when I see two housewives fight. I need two real people's marriage on the line.
Because I'm like, this is scripted and everybody knows this, right? Like, they're not doing anything outside the script.
And when you say fake, the article was about that he's plying people with cocaine and alcohol. And we're not surprised about the alcohol, right?
Right.
But you know, one person said they're fucked up, and you're deliberately taking advantage. When you are an Andy Cohen, it's wrong.
Yeah. Oh, he's horrible.
He's
horrible.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's a mixed bag, because you're talking about, like, the lawsuit going into the Real Housewives lawsuit. Right. The thing is, truth be told, they prey on people that already have these issues. So they're not going after, not trying to find a normal thinking person. And they're not going after older people, rarely. They're normally young and dumb, and they don't know how the world functions. Right. You know, they put them in a place, they pump them.
Well, these women are old enough to know better, but it don't matter. Like,
agreed.
We used to, all I'm saying is this. I used to just accept this is what reality TV is. Like Jersey Shore. Everyone, I'm like, yeah, the producers definitely know they're getting these fucked up people fucked up.
Yes.
And they know this is wrong. Right. They know their real lives are going to be fucked up after this. There's no way they can go from this bullshit back to normal life and be, no, this is
You're not it. Smart they're- enough to mic people up and find a camera angle and not know that you're talking to a fucking moron and taking advantage. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But I guess maybe it's a mark of progress. We've come far enough for people to be like, Andy Cohen is wrong for this shit and he should be held accountable. Cause I feel like back in the day, we were like, that's what the fuck the show is. Why are you mad?
Right. Yeah. With that said, yeah, I'm not judging anybody that watches it. I didn't create it. All right. Who gives a fuck? Sure.
Yeah, basically.
Sure. And you, but the almost the balls on these women to sue, because what you're kind of saying is, I'm a grown adult and they took advantage of me being so fucking stupid. Like that you publicly said that. That's interesting. Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Yeah, yeah, I can't think for myself. This isn't even my face.
Did he dose you with cocaine? He laced cocaine? Or no, he just offered me some cocaine and I feel like that should be illegal.
No, I feel like I feel like we need rules for it. And the thing, I guess the thing about it is pure equal opportunity, because like you said, you can have like a Jersey Shore, you can have a Real Housewives, you can have a Love and Hip Hop. Like it goes across all genres. They was like, we don't care. If you are willing to do it, we will put cameras in your face.
Right. Yep.
I just feel like his defense is going to be like, I thought we were partying.
Right.
I thought we were, that's what we were just getting high and hanging out. I don't know.
I don't know.
And then I was, and then I said, you know, cut to the camera too. But other than that, we were just having a good time.
He points to the ceiling, talks to it. Oh, he knew their camera was there. What are you doing?
I mean, just because I say, right. I mean, I don't know what the problem is.
He's
here
in the editing bay and shit, cutting
it off.
Yeah. Oh, we just had a good time. I don't know what. I'm sure I edited myself out of the scenes, but what's the problem?
Right. He starts a conversation, cuts him out of it. They just look crazy. Yeah, I love doing cocaine.
Nobody.
No, he said, tell me you love cocaine like I love it. Don't we love it?
But you ain't getting that piece of it, though.
Yeah, but so he goes, you know, totally unfounded, unreasonable. It's like, oh, that's a lot of uns. Because,
yep.
No, it's very reasonable and very did happen.
Nothing says did it like,
yeah,
I didn't do it. Nothing. You got a lot better than that, man. You got to just, hey, I thought we were having a good time. Maybe somebody will fill in the blanks for you. You never go like, I don't even know that bitch.
I just knew sometimes they like to throw wine bottles against the wall. That's all I knew.
That's all that mattered. I don't think so. This would not end well for them at all. Right. Keith, what was the poll?
The poll was, have you ever left a job like an asshole? How did this come up? Was it?
You discussed a bad job at the beginning, I believe.
Okay. Oh, right. Have you ever left a job like an asshole? I certainly have. 29% say yes.
That's fair. I know I have. So good job.
You've said I'm going on break, and this never is a long back break.
Yep. Went right to my mama's car, drove, got home.
Never to return. Oh, like at Wendy's.
2 weeks later for my check.
Right. Like at Wendy's when you kept telling them I'm not working this schedule.
Well, I didn't quit. Oh, wait. That's fair. Mm-hmm. I don't think I was an asshole, but yeah, I did quit that job like an asshole. Fuck them.
Mm-hmm. You're that of an asshole.
Yeah. I told them I was a student. I couldn't work after a certain time. They fucking kept putting me on the schedule. And I just said, okay, well, I guess I don't show up. And we'll both be surprised. And they called me yelling at me. And I said, I'm fucking grown. What are you doing? I hung up.
Stop wasting time.
Which is funny because I always forget. She called back and then she was super nice. Mm-hmm. Mm. But it was only after I was like, man, fuck y'all, man. Y'all know what y'all did. And then she called back like, Rod, please, you got to help me out. And I'm like, oh, nah, fuck you. You just were calling me all kinds of pieces of shit.
I quit. A big asshole move was working at an old age home, and I was trained for a week. That, of course, is a joke. That's not too crazy. You're getting paid to watch the dumbest videos ever that you don't punch them too much. But then they really put me in charge of shit, and I left like 10 minutes early. I'm like, fuck this. No, I didn't leave anybody shit in their pants or anything, but right. I just left. Fuck this. This job and what I was getting paid is so hard that they called my, I didn't pick up the phone. They found out my parents' phone number. I had my own apartment at the time at 18. They called my parents and said, he can come back anytime. We hope something didn't go wrong or blah, blah, blah. And it's like, oh, you know, this job's so hard, but they were sweet. I left like an asshole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm shaving people's faces and it's never good enough. Like, this is right. And then they start hitting you. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, and anybody, you know, on the worker side that abuses people, yeah, sure, jail time.
Right.
But I get why you punch back.
Mm-hmm. She's like, look, I'm tired of you. We've been going through this bullshit all week.
Yeah, I did one afternoon of charity stuff for an internship I was with at an old folks home, and I had to do some shaving of some old men.
Yeah.
And it was like, why am I, a 16-year-old, doing this already?
Yeah.
This feels like not something. I don't shave myself right.
Right. You might have heard about me.
I'm fucking you up.
I honestly, the guys were so upset, like, with the shaving. Like, it's not close enough. I'm like, this is your razor. This is as close as it gets. By the way, who the fuck you seeing? But okay, have some dignity, right. I suppose. But who gives a shit?
Elko down the hallway. That's who they're trying to see, Keith.
I would literally rather wipe assholes because they can't see what I do.
Right.
I do wipe them. I wipe them good, but you can't pretend that there's some shit there because you can't see.
Oh, right. God. It's,
yeah, that's how hard shaving was.
Yep. And I think I cut a guy. Like, I nicked him a little bit, and then they were like, oh, we'll let someone else finish him. It's like, yeah, like, it should have been the whole fucking time.
Right.
Don't y'all have something for me to sweep or something to lift? Or,
right, I'm 16.
There has to be shit a 16-year-old can do that isn't physically using a razor.
Yeah, I can mop up piss.
Yeah, I do. I'd rather mop up piss, to be honest. Yeah. No joke.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. A straight razor.
Yeah, I couldn't use a normal Bic razor, and they had me using this guy's fucking, like, I was Sealy from fucking Color Purple.
Oh, no. What
the fuck is wrong with y'all? Oh, God. That was the worst.
That can cut you.
Oh, no. Couldn't be me.
And like the Color Purple, I just snuck out and ran.
Yeah. Never to return. Never to return. He won't be abusing me, mister. Roger said on his way out the door. KATG episode 3788. Power phrasing with Sharam.
I think so, yeah.
But I had to practice that, and I was like, I think that's close enough. Sharam and Heather.
Heather.
He's just messing with
you. Oh, okay. Wait a minute. I mispronounced it. Robert. Oh, Lord. Alverzet. Hold on. I'm about to jack that all the way up. Alvarez.
Alvarez, right?
Brother
also,
love.
Also, by the way, when we go live, I want a segment with you just reading names from a phone book.
Right? That's his own segment. Catherine Heller and Newsy.
Catherine Heller and the Newsy, yes.
Was anyone an asshole?
I'm looking here. No. It is funny. I mentioned this later that the software I use to fix up any kind of sound, I don't want you hearing, you know, somebody's fridge or anything like this, cut off Robert Alvarez's lover talking on the phone or something like this. And so I wondered, did I just look like I'm fucking crazy? Keith really is sensitive. I couldn't hear it. Oh, it was there. It was crazy. I'd rather you were able to hear it. What are you fucking doing? Then he goes to us like, should I tell him to close the door when he like, I don't know. I'm not fucking him. Yes. Does he beat you? Yes. How many guides do you have? What did he say he had? 39 psychic 39. Guides? Okay. Isn't one of them going, hey, it's a little loud in here?
Maybe they're all talking all the time and you can't tell background noise.
Right. What if those people, you know, like neuro whatever the fucks, and their brains are always buzzing?
Mm-hmm.
Are those psychic guides?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe they're feeling it.
Maybe. We're not saying Robert's everything. A liar, right?
Yeah.
So maybe.
I don't know. Yeah. He's such a good sport.
Yeah. Well, you have to be, for Christ's sake.
I mean, I feel like I'm always, no matter how many times he's come on the show, no matter how many times you guys ask him questions that I'm thinking, but I would never ask him.
Right.
I always am waiting for just the one day where he gets offended out of nowhere. Like, it's not, I'm not saying he should, right. But in my mind, every fucking question I'm waiting for just be like, now, Keith, why would you ask something like that? Like, we're like,
right.
Well, the other 99 questions were fine. Like, I don't know why.
I don't know why, because I sound so earnest. And
right.
I don't know if this made a regular show. It might have, but there was a marathon years ago Josh the Jew, our buddy, was on it. He calls himself that. I can say that. But you could tell he didn't. He, of course, didn't believe in Robert's powers because he's a human fucking being. But he was so, like, cutting at it that Robert hated him. But me, I'm going with it, or what the fuck is the point? And that's right. The difference, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I have him on just to debunk him the whole time. Yeah.
Right.
And then people... And now he seems beloved, but at first people were mad, like, this fraudster is tricking you and blah, blah. I'm like, I think I get what's going on. I think. So now,
that was concerned
I don't know
about
if,
you, Keith.
Right. Is he lying? Is he not lying? Either way, I get it. And,
right.
And it's fun.
Yes, and that's half the fun. And Keith, I am still glad you sticking with Wordle. I was like, you're sticking with this for a hot minute.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. What upset me a little bit is I was getting double icons on my screen. And like I'd have a podcast icon, the exact podcast icon right there. And then somebody in Keith and the Girl chat said, oh, you don't know how to get rid of, you know how they do. You don't even know.
Right.
So I guess there's something maybe on your home screen. It'll keep it unless you click a different button, take off home screen, don't just delete. So anyway, I did that and it worked for this podcast app. And I'm like, well, the New York Times app is doing that too. And I do that. I did that. They both went away and I lost my fucking record. Now it looks like I don't even get them in two. I get them in two sometimes. I get them in two sometimes. I look like a 4-5 bitch over here.
Oh, I hate to hear that. Yeah, I mean, like I got a streak happening.
It matters too. I don't know why it matters, but it definitely fucking matters. Because I remember when I was in New York and I had a streak going. I was getting them all. It's like harrowing sometimes. Sometimes for the adrenaline rush, I wouldn't even start till 11:50 just to be like, I'm fucking a genius. Right. And then one night I tried to do the 11:50 thing and fucking forgot. Just fell asleep.
Right. Yeah.
Woke up. Back at one, it's like, I don't think I've played Wordle since. It's like, fuck you.
The streak is so fucking weird. Duolingo, I was learning Spanish, and I had a streak going, and I paid for it, to be clear. I paid for Duolingo, but I forgot to do it, maybe a total of 2-3 times throughout whatever. But whatever it was, the time I forgot, they go, you lost your streak, you're at zero. Who cares? That doesn't take the knowledge out of my brain. I pay for it so I can play anytime I want, but still, right. I quit. Cause fuck you,
right? It same thing. My Kindle my tablet keeps like a little. Mm. Hey man, you've been reading. You reading every day. You reading this much.
It does.
And then one fucking day, I forgot, and I was like, oh well, fuck you then, Kindle. I don't give a fuck. Like I don't. What I'm supposed to keep learning and shit? I don't need to learn.
You are not helpful at all.
And now I'm also playing Connections. At first, I thought that was bullshit.
You did join Connections.
Sometimes,
what's that?
Sometimes my dumps are longer. So Connections is you look at 4 times 4, whatever that number is. That's a whole other trivia game.
16,
let's say. And let's just agree to move on. And you match like 4 things. You match 4 different boxes. What's the category? You match 4 different fuck boxes. Anyways, I get the hard one first sometimes. I'm like, look at that. Now, I don't know if that means I'm stupid. Because the easy one's the last one. I don't know how to feel with these fucking games.
Don't feel bad, Keith. I only know that because I had to memorize that shit as a child. It's like certain numbers. You name it, I go, I know what that one is. Right.
I don't know. The Sudoku, I can see doing that. They have many versions, but I don't even know how you play.
Me either. I've seen that one. That one looks so confusing to me.
And then I started doing the mini crosswords. But they have a timer on that shit.
Oh.
I'm like, I don't even know what to do when I'm at a minute.
Right. Why are you making this harder?
Why are you stressing me out?
Why isn't it just easy level for me?
I know people that get it in like 20 seconds. And I'm like, what the? How the fuck then? It's not meant for me. And they're like, well, honestly, I use a computer. I'm like, who cares if you use the guy that made the fucking crossword puzzle? That's insane. You're a genius.
Yeah, I want to like sit them down and show them something I'm good at, you know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you do crosswords? Here's me beating Spider-Man 2, bitch. How about that? Right. Oh, can you do that move? Oh, it's a little harder than you thought.
You know what? It makes me think of, I played with, it was some NBA Xbox game with Christian Finnegan. And I don't follow basketball, so I don't know the fucking rules. Just tell me quick. It can't be that hard. Kids play it. You know, and he's like, oh, he'll like trap me. Like, I throw the ball from here to here, but obviously I couldn't. And it's like, wrong. Shouldn't have done it. You told me to do it. Well, you shouldn't have done it. And Ray DeVito goes, you know what? That'd be like opening up a photo album of your family and being like, who's that? And it's like, I don't know. That's Aunt Mary, you dumb fuck.
I hate that shit. My cousin taught me to play. To play Tecmo Bowl that way by being Bo Jackson and beating the shit out of me. And I quit. I never played that game again in my life because fuck you. I thought we were cousins. I thought you loved me, asshole.
Yeah. Could I shoot it from here? Yeah. Oh, they called me for icing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you could.
Yeah, exactly. Like, stop stealing the ball from me, Peanut. Yeah. I want to fucking play too. Oh, this is so fun for you, 76-0, your little cousin. Oh, what a day.
That does not sound fun at all. One more thing. You guys talked about as seen on TV. You have to kind of be of a certain generation to even remember those, like the as seen on TV stuff. And the only thing that I ever bought that actually worked was the George Foreman grill. Out of all the shit that I wasted my money on, that George Foreman grill did exactly what it was supposed to do. I remember in college, I ran through several of them. Like, we was in college, you couldn't have like a stove kind of in your room. Even though we had a kitchen, you couldn't have one in your room. So a lot of people would do the grill to kind of get around being able to cook. So a lot of times they would do like grilled cheese sandwiches, chicken. They would have it where you could do eggs and bacon and stuff on it. Now, out of all of them, that's the one that did not lie. It was like George Foreman was like, this is what it's going to do. And that's what it did.
I just used my sandwich maker.
Oh, is this your first time using it?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, hold up. How long you had it?
I don't fucking know. I had one and threw one out and got another one for like 10, 12 bucks and just had it. And I think I needed Kenda to be gone. I think, yeah, because she kept saying, you waste your money on these stupid products. You'll never use it. And I think that negative energy made me not use it. Then she left and I couldn't use it fucking fast enough. And all I did, simplest sandwich, Oscar leftovers, pepperoni that I put out, and blocks of different cheeses that I put out. You can see the pictures right now at keithandthegirl.com. And I just slammed that bitch down. Man, it smokes. That looks a little scary. Mm. But anyways, beautiful, beautiful. Like a Hot Pocket, but at a Michigan restaurant. Michelin.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Well, congratulations on using it for the first time.
It's very exciting.
We love to see it.
Yeah. We love to see it.
I'm on the site looking at the pictures now. I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good to me. So it's like the camping thing where him just thought you could figure out how to cook if she just wasn't around and no one would help you. And maybe that's what happened with the sandwich maker.
We're going to see if I can do a podcast.
We go
find out.
Could I send out invites? I was able to.
He's gonna be debating himself.
Right. Now, coincidentally, today, Rod did have to say, hey, is there a link? And I'm like, oh, shit. But anyway, we got it done.
We're here.
Yeah. Everybody's here. What was the poll, Keith?
The poll was, will Keith be picked to be on jury duty this go around? On the 22nd, this Friday, I have to call a certain number after 5 p.m., get my instructions. So we'll see what's doing. I was asking Robert Alvarez, what's the best way to play it? How do I get a murder case or something even worse, God forbid? And because that's, you know, I don't want to waste my time. Somebody's got to do it. And the guy with my brain should be the one doing it. I'm a genius. So then Robert Alvarez goes, so when did they tell you to call? And I go, after 5 on the 22nd. He goes, then you should do that. I'm like, wait, I don't mean what are their instructions. I mean, what are your 39 guides telling you exactly how to play it and get a good fucking case? So, you know, apparently you're supposed to say you're overly sensitive and people like that. Who the fuck knows? We'll see. Will Keith be picked to be on jury this go around? I said yes. We'll see. 27% say yes.
Okay.
I guess the chances are no, right?
It seems like, at least for me, it's always no.
Yeah.
I always call that day and then they say no.
Yeah.
But it's still like you start scheduling shit like you're going to have to do it. Then they're just like, nah, fuck that. But whatever.
Yeah, I got one coming up too. And the papers be so scary. The paper be like,
oh my God.
Hey, you, person, you, this is federal government. You better show your ass up. Don't right. be faking around. Here's the website. Make sure you log in. If you don't, and it being big letters too, it's like, we will lock your ass up.
Yeah, it's
it looks
scary.
Like a, it's a, it's literally a summons, and it's a, you know, big yellow bars separate the mm-hmm. different text. Yep. Yeah.
It's definitely the same thing they send criminals.
Yes. Yes.
Like, they just changed a couple of words, like, come to jury duty. But before, it's like, come your ass to jail.
And it's, yes. and it's the light cardboard paper. Like, you know mm-hmm. it's real. It has weight.
Scary, man. Yeah. I don't like that.
You see that big-ass seal of approval? Yeah, because I just got, and I panicked. And I told everybody last month, I was like, well, just let y'all know, I'm going to be scheduled for jury duty. I don't know if I'm going to have it or not, but just in case they tell me I got to bring, I've done it. I've been picked several times, but never have went. One time I actually got out of it because I was a college student and I didn't live like in the county. So I basically was like, I'm a college student. They waived that one. But all the rest of them, I called a number and they was like, we don't need you.
Yeah.
I could tell them like I'm working on a Wordle streak. But I actually want to do it. So we'll see.
I feel like right now you got a 50-50 chance of being on a Trump jury. Because, I mean, right? this motherfucker is getting court every day.
Yes.
Like, this is the time to want to be in it. Any, I don't care what state you're in. You might fuck around and be on TV.
You never know. KATG, episode 3789, Connections.
Connections.
With Cary Grayson and Danny Vega.
Yes.
Was anyone an asshole?
That's a great question.
What Everybody that? That Danny brought up, apparently.
Ah!
Playing the Am I the Asshole game and... Man, I got to tell you, this is why I'd be good on a jury, because, man, I'm able to figure out the answer real fast. Danny's yeah, not even honestly. Done. And I'm like, no yeah. fucking way. Fuck that guy.
That'd be the worst part of being on a jury. You figure out a couple minutes in, now you got to sit through 7 days of bullshit.
Right.
When you already know your answer.
Right. I'm nudging people. I'm sitting next to like, we got this figured out, right?
Yeah. You're telling the judge, the lawyer that can wrap it up.
We're ready. We're ready.
Yeah. I'll be the spokesperson. We're ready.
I will like to call my first witness and up the jury saying no need. All right. All right. That's it, guys. It's my time.
We're allowed pen and paper, right? In the jury?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Okay, good. Because I'm writing a book.
Some of them do.
They should let you put on a light like at a comedy club. You know? Right.
I'll let them know when they 15 minutes.
You can wrap it up with this witness. They definitely lying.
Can I see your notes, sir? They have it has a dedication.
Yeah, that thought... email is part two. What does this got to do with the fucking case?
The call up the first witness and they see me write down chapter one.
Yeah.
Chapter one of what, sir? Yeah. y'all talked about Madam Web and yeah. how bad it was and how it's weird though, because it's like the actress who was complaining was like, well, I'll never do it again. But it's like, it was a bad movie. And so it's like, I know, understand a lot of things are quote unquote beyond your control, you know, in that. But at the same time, a lot of people probably told you before you took that role that it was probably a bad role. Like, you know what I'm saying? People go, is it Disney? They go, no.
It's tough because I don't know which happened first.
Mm.
But so I'll tell you the order I saw it in.
Okay.
Which makes me view it differently than Keith. The order I saw it in was the studio saying the movie failed because Dakota Johnson has no star power.
Okay, that's probably why she started.
I saw her response being like, well, when the studio gets involved in art, the art sucks. And I was like, oh, okay, so this is like a fight.
Okay,
this isn't.
That makes more sense.
Like, but Keith, I'm with you 100%. She knew that was a bad movie. She knew she took that role. They make terrible movies at the Sony Spider-Man shit is always bad.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that she would know that. And this isn't her defense at all.
Yeah.
Know what the fuck you're doing. But you're in a superhero movie. That's all you fucking know. You don't know Sony and Disney. Mm-hmm. Not her.
Okay.
I don't think. Right. She seems a little
like
flighty.
I feel like you pay people to know.
Yes.
Right. Like your agent, somebody fucking knows. If not, they're part of the problem too.
Yes, and they need to be fired.
Somebody's supposed to tell you, like, fam, it ain't all the same. Okay.
Right.
Let me here's you want to be in this movie? I'm not gonna stop you, but in order to be in this movie, I need you to watch Venom, I need you to watch Venom 2.
The shit they've done.
I need you to watch Morbius.
But who? But also, who are you talking to? You're talking to somebody that put you in 50 Shades Darker. Who the fuck are you talking to anyway? Well, I'm just saying, 50 Shades of Grey has two or three movies. You're not Meryl Streep.
Okay. Oh, but does she view herself that way? I guess not.
Right.
She thought she was making art. She was like, what? But as soon as she started doing that press tour where she was kind of shitting on the movie, I was like, yeah, I was waiting on someone to do this because you can't be the first star to see that fucking final cut and go, oh God, no. Oh God. And everyone else puts on a brave face and they're like, oh, I loved, I love being Morbius. It's so fun. And they go on late night. Yeah. I've been waiting on somebody to be like, oh, fucking, it sucked. I got paid. It's not going to be good.
Sure,
when
but
you
take
guys
the blame.
See it.
If you're going to shit on it, then take the blame and let people go, you're judging yourself too hard. And that could be the end of it. But Ryan Reynolds didn't shit on the producers of Green Lantern.
He should have, though, right?
Wouldn't well, he made fun? A joke about it later, you know, like in a movie, he Deadpool shoots him making Green Lantern.
Yes. hey, this is the last thing I'll say about
so
it.
Own it.
It's so funny how if you wait long enough, you can do what she did. But you have to wait. Like, you got to wait like 4 years and then be
the
like...
The movie was still out.
Yeah, you got to wait and then be like, hey, man, your boy needed a cash grab. So, hey, sorry, America. I know I told y'all go see the movie. It's on me.
I seen him do that. Like the black dude who played Mantis when Aquaman was out.
Black Manta. Yeah.
Black Manta. I'm sorry. You can tell. I was like, oh, this movie's not going to be good because.
Well, no. That's not what I'm saying. He did it before that movie came out.
Yes, he did.
I'm saying like. Ryan Reynolds can say Green Lantern was bad 5 years later. Like,
yeah,
you can do it. You just got to be patient. She didn't play the game. She wanted to not take this L. She wanted to be like, that's their fault. I'm still Dakota Johnson and I'm cool. And you can't have it both ways.
Your millions are to promote. You know that. So now you're just being an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. And y'all are right.
And she said she didn't see the movie. Is that a lie?
It's so funny.
You didn't see the movie.
You saw the screening before everybody else. Don't they know what the finished product is?
My agenda against Sony and these shitty movies, though, I want to be on her side so bad because I hate these fucking movies.
Yeah, stop making it
this
bullshit.
Craven movie. Have you seen the trailer for the Craven movie?
It looks terrible.
What the fuck are y'all doing over there? Did you read a comic book? Do you care? You don't care.
No, I don't.
I hope Aaron Tyler Johnson does the same shit. I'll be promoting and go, actually, I pulled my dick out on the set because fuck it, guys. I don't care. I took a pic. In the middle of a scene, I'll say, cut it out. Because who cares? They don't care. I don't care.
He ends up dating Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, that would be good.
that would be good. That would be good. For the I am the assholes, for the cake, it's the sister. The sister was an ass.
Of course.
Because that didn't make no sense. It's the cake.
Right. Let the babysitter have some.
Right. Nobody gives a fuck about how much you spent on the cake.
I didn't even feel like Danny spent any time really arguing this time.
Right.
No, not as much as he normally do.
Only we get one good, like him, the Keith. Come on, guys. I got to say that this time he was like, you're right.
Yeah. These were straightforward. Talk about the co-workers with the headphones. Yeah, you are the ass. Plug in your headphones, dog. Don't be like, I feel. No, we are in like an open area. And that's a fun. This is one of the reasons why I love work from home, because I don't have to worry about that bullshit. But yes, when you're in an office place, I always had my headphones on. And some businesses be like, don't wear headphones. It's like, why? So people don't do fucking less work because they're distracted.
I also don't trust them adjectives that people be using and those am I the asshole, like whenever they write it. You gotta watch the adjectives, because they'll be like, she came over and she pretty aggressively asked me to turn my music down. I'm like, wait, your music was loud.
Yes,
you're already out of pocket. Now you're turning into like, yo, don't ask me to turn it down too harsh, or else now I'm going to tell on you to hit my asshole.
You're around these people, like you don't work with them necessarily, but you see them, you're going to go to the kitchen together by accident. I don't want you judging me. Let's say I listen to Howard Stern. I don't want him to say something stupid and you think I'm saying it.
Yes, agreed. I listen to podcasts all the time, never out loud.
Yeah.
Not unless it's somebody that know I listen to and they listen to it too, because I need context, man. I fuck, like, especially comedy shows. Like, how many times do we make some out of context reference that would totally sound fucked up if someone else heard it?
Right. They would not know what was happening and know and what's going on. And because, like you said, I listen to all types of podcasts. People are cussing on the podcast. You know, I listen to all types of ratchet ass music at work to kind of motivate me. So, no, I kind of keep that within my head.
How you going to decide for me?
Right.
Right.
Okay. How you just going to decide for me? It's just, we're all listening to NPR today. I might not want to listen to this shit. Mm-mm. Get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah.
We all gonna listen to Rush. No, we not.
or I'm the one playing the podcast, and then I have to hear like across the room, it's called House Deficient, people.
Right. Right. Fuck out of here.
No, thank you. Oh, and the last one was situationships.
Yeah, what a dumb word. Yeah, it's called fucking.
That's some young people shit. Like, I don't mean, I mean, it's because it's stupid. And you know, I know they like to do the vibe shit where they be like, you know, we'll just hang around. We'll, and maybe it's just me. Make up your mind. Either we in a relationship or we not. And if we not, let's mutually agree we're not in a relationship.
I just think it's funny because this has always existed and it's always had different names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And at every point I've always been like, I don't know, sounds dumb.
Right.
Like when it was friends with benefits, sounded kind of dumb. When it was hooking up, and it could mean anything. Right. Oh, we hooked up. Oh, y'all fucked. No, what?
Weirdo.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Like, right. I feel like people are always, I call it relationship denial.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, it's not really a relationship. We don't really
y'all are in
like,
a relationship.
Know each other and talk or anything. It's just, we're just fucking. It's like, I don't know. You seem sad.
We're just, right. We're just fucking, but we can hurt each other's feelings in a second by accident.
Yeah.
Right. So there's some form of relationship. It might not be deep, but it's still a form of relationship. Rules,
but like if I saw her with someone else, I'd cry.
Right.
Well, then that means you have an investment in it. Don't act like it's no investment at all. Like, you know, you lied to yourself.
But good luck to everyone. And if that's what the fuck you're calling it, more power to you. Because I don't want to get those emails. And I don't want the comments on last week on the forum. So if there's situation shipping out there, just send it directly to info@keithandthegirl.
What? Hey, what? I'm just one person now. I can't take all these emails.
He don't got no receptionist no more. Like, what's happening here? You're going to get an auto reply. I'll get back to you when I get back to you.
Come this out of the office right now.
he ain't going to change it either.
She'll be back never. Good luck.
Good luck to you all.
If keep it's an emergency, I'm sorry. The poll was, would you tell a close friend that their partner was cheating? Yes or no? 80% said yes. I believe I picked no. If I did, I would be thinking, you probably already know. And if you really don't know, who am I to fucking say? And that could embarrass you that I know. No, you got your own fucking story. No.
I am legitimately shocked at that number. 80%? That is so high.
Mm-hmm.
Are these really y'all friends or not? Because I'm just thinking of all the fallout that happens. And how many people will blame you and shit, you
yes,
know?
Sir. Right.
And like, there's no solace in being like, well, at least I told you.
Right.
If they decide, fuck you, I don't know. That's a lot, man. Yeah, that's a lot.
And people break up, get back together, fall out all the time. This is why when you get divorced, you have to be separated for a certain period of time because people consistently get back together.
And the partner could lie to them. Like, if they're cheating already, they're going, oh, no, it's my cousin and... you should stop talking to Rod. He's a fucking, he wants to sabotage us.
Have you looking like a fool?
So, I don't know, man.
Yeah, just keep it to yourself. I mean, obviously tell the person you're in a situationship with, you know, that
yeah,
you guys can do gossip, of course. But I mean, come on.
But otherwise, nah, I'm good. I mind my business because I'll be like, y'all got it. And if it's bad enough, I will remove myself from both of y'all. But like, you know what? Let me go over here where I don't have to deal with any of this drama.
One last thing about this episode. I did feel so fucking sad for the guy whose wife was like, no, you can't have the mini golf peripherals.
That's the saddest
for your
shit.
VR. That is so fucking
It's such
sad.
A level of cock. that she's not going to know that that's where the line is. You just taught her something new.
Yeah. And like, him to try to make up reasons like, oh, it's going to hit the TV. It's like, no.
It's golf. You don't hit the TV. Yeah. It's not full golf. It's mini golf.
Yeah. It's just fucked up. Yeah. It's very weird. And I feel sorry.
What are you going to do? Buy a baseball bat next? Who cares if he did?
Right. If I see that man's wife, I'm going to tell him she's cheating on him.
Right.
You know?
Yes. That I would do.
Now you're going to be part of 80%.
I'm going to be part of 80%. Even if she's not. Right. I'm just going to say it because you need help.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have to deal with that. In fact, half time, I'm the problem. Roger be like, where did you get that? Why do you got a backbone for your iPhone? You can play games on your iPhone, and the backbone is just something. Now I can take my phone and I can play with the PlayStation, play with the Xbox. You know, Roger was like, why? I was like, because I can.
Number one, I have never done
it. Number one, this didn't happen.
I hate when she does it. I know it's your comedy routine, but yes, I always think you have to be some type of weird asshole that didn't do this shit.
He's not an asshole, y'all.
And she don't use it. And I still don't say shit.
Nope. I don't.
Like, I'm like, I get it. I have all kinds of toys and stuff around here. Like, who gives a fuck?
I have the backbone, too. And I don't use it. You plug it. It's like you two ends of your phone, and so you can play with controllers on your regular phone. It's pretty cool. And I'm glad I have it, but no, I don't use it.
Yeah, I got this Demon Slayer thing. It's just sitting here. I don't do anything with this.
Right.
Why the fuck?
I love that thing.
I can't even imagine if Karen like cussed me out for buying that. It's like, can we just get divorced now? Then
right.
You just stop loving me. Fine. You don't want me to be happy.
Right, you come here like a kid's play store in here.
Yeah, no, nothing's hurting anybody. Mm-mm. He's having fun. He's playing a couple more dollars to play his little fucking mini golf, to stay in the house, to not do anything fucked up. Nuts. He's just
right.
What the fuck? You don't have
to
worry.
He's not going to the club. You know, like he's not doing all these.
He just wants
things.
A club, right?
Right.
And by the way. Are you like embarrassed because games are for kids and somebody might walk in? Well, then it looks more like respectable if you have a club in your hand than you're just moving your fucking hands around like a weirdo. So you'd want him to have it, if anything.
Right.
What a bitch.
I'm with you.
You know,
that pissed me off so bad.
Yeah.
It was such a small segment of the show. I was like, oh, no, fuck her. Yeah. Go back to that. She's an asshole.
Yes, she is. KATG episode 3790, and just like that, .. with Rod Morrow, Karen Morrow, Craig Klein, and Diamond Dogs Chris.
Yes.
Was anyone an asshole?
Let's see. Rod, Karen, they were all right. Craig and Chris. No, nobody was. Nobody was. What a clever title, too, right?
That's all I was going to say. To him to get the name, the title, or was.
No, no.
That sound like some Sex in the City.
But
you came up with it.
A friend of mine came up with it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she had some suggestion. I forget what it was, but then I said, "How about this?" And she went, "Oh yeah."
Right up for Allie.
Classic Hamda.
Yes, this is her last live show, and it was fun to be on it. The VIP crew was there; was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
For the people. Who are cheapos and like, I don't want to go premium. You got to get an inside look at the Diamond Dogs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's true. Mm-hmm.
You got a Minimum Rage, mm-hmm. the fans' favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It was so much fun. You guys also talked about Rust with Alex Baldwin.
Yes, Alex Baldwin. Yeah.
And I don't think he's going to jail time, but he's going to have to pay. He's going to pay a lot of money.
I can't wait for this movie.
It gotta be good.
It's gotta be real good, right?
Gotta be good. And the fact that they're like, we're still putting it out. I'm like, okay, you better dedicate the first 5 minutes to her.
You better.
Well, obviously, you know, it isn't as bad as Murder, but I do remember who's the guy? Was it the movie The Machinist? I know he's done better shit. Christian Bale. Christian Bale was in a Terminator movie. It was a Terminator movie of all things where he's like, you're just walking here, distract. This movie, I think it was Terminator Salvation, I'm not sure.
Yes.
Is so horrible that I'm like, that's what you complained? There was nothing. This movie sucks. You sucked in a trap where people don't be doping through the whole 2 fucking hours because this is horrible. Right? And this is why you acted like you were fucking Abraham Lincoln?
That movie was bad.
You should be like, you should see how hard I was trying to save it. If you guys saw the version that I fought for, it was even worse before I got mad.
So yeah, Rust better be good. Especially if you still call it Rust. Like, who said...
Right, you ain't even changing the name.
Yeah, somebody said, oh, that's the character's name. Like, you have to keep it now. You don't need to call the character's name. Call it the Wild West.
Right,
call it Tombstone. Call it anything.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be really interesting when it drops the reception and how people are going to perceive it.
I like to think of, like, the craziest thing that could happen. It's fucking great.
It's so good. And you're like, okay.
It like is up for Oscars immediately. Alec Baldwin stepped in the awards. Like, that would be like super crazy Earth 2 shit. But man, that would be so wild.
Now, I believe that would be nuts.
And the way we're going to talk about it, it's just interesting. If it's an hour, 28 minutes, that's interesting. If it's 3 hours, that's interesting.
Yep. Oh. It's like, oh man, I fucking cried.
Yeah, that was like the special effects were too real.
Yeah.
Oh, and then at the end, so it's a Western, so probably at the end they'll speed things up with words at the end, and Wyatt Earp ended up blah blah blah, and blah 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 has six months to 2 years in jail.
Right. Recap of what's happening. Like, in real life.
He paid the family $1 million.
Yeah. Thank you for your time.
See you for Rust 2.
Yeah, it probably is going to get a 2.
Rust will return. No!
No, please don't. Please don't. Mm-hmm.
They have a Rust universe. You're like, what is happening here?
We should have to do the thing that Tom Brady did for Top Gun where he comes on before the movie. And thank you guys for showing up, man. My ass is in the fire for this one, boy. Woo, there's I can't a even scene, believe we put it out.
There's a scene just to confuse everybody where, you know, some new cowboy, some young kid, he's holding a gun and he accidentally points at somebody. It's like, whoa, gun safety first. You don't point unless you're going to use it, brother. And the guy's like, I've learned an important lesson. Cowboy out.
I'm Alec Baldwin. Looks right in the camera.
Right. He looks right in the camera and above his head goes, the more you know, with the rainbow.
Hey, I know we're about
to... No one's half the battle.
I know we're just hanging out by this campfire, but I wanted to say thank you for that safety lesson half hour ago. That's important. Accidents could happen. Yeah. Which would totally be an accident, but still. You want to prevent them.
G.I. Joe.
Yes, I am here for it. Keep it with the poll.
The poll was... Pemda is in Vietnam. She's going to go to Thailand. She's not sure what's going, but she's seeing the whole world. Will Pemda end up in a foreign country's prison system?
I hope not.
50-50. I'm so sad at these results.
I said no, but I don't know.
I said no as well, and I hope not, but it just feels like the right thing to do is to say no. But I'm glad you guys respected the science.
Right, it is.
And you
science.
Said we got to be honest, but boy, you should all say no.
She's no. Right. But yeah, I remember, for example, I think I said this for COVID, there was a curfew for grown adults. And I had to walk from my place to the last studio that we had. And Kendra's like, you can't, there's a curfew. I'm like, it's going to be fun. Now, maybe that was vanilla privilege, but Kendo does seem to respect rules like this. So that's why I think it won't happen. I think.
Yeah, I think she'll be fine. Right. But I guess what I'm really saying is I'm scared of the countries.
Yeah.
Not her. But I'm scared that there's just going to be something that I think is normal.
Right.
But they're like, you fed a gremlin after midnight? Oh, boy. Someone's going to prison.
Right. You're like, what? I didn't know.
Like a lot of these countries, like Dubai, it's like, oh, it's going to be it's so fun. We should go to Dubai. But we just have to act like we're not a couple because we're not married. But let's have a vacation there.
I'm super scared of that. All the Instagram models I follow get flown out by the businessmen there that have sex with them. Mm-hmm. But whenever they're there, I'm always like, you can't be doing the Instagram shit you be doing over there. You will be in big time prison, dog. You got to cover all that up.
And a lot of them do. And they, you know, if they show anything, it's them walking by literally by themselves.
Yeah, they be in the hotel room or something. You can't be holding hands. You can't be kissing. Right. It's weird, man. I'm scared.
I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah, that's just to put it up on your computer and jack it.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. You're all right.
Like normal people.
Right.
It's up in the state of North Carolina. They block point here, but you know what? We can gamble now. You gamble in North Carolina. Welcome to the gamble site. No, I'm like, God damn.
Do they really? They banned porn there?
So they did ban porn. Or what they did is they said the sites need to verify your ID and your age.
Fuck that. No
which
way.
All the sites, of course, said no.
No.
Right.
We're not going to do that. And so then the sites, if you go to most of them, they have like a little disclaimer like, hey, contact your local government because you can't watch porn if you're in North Carolina. So
that shit they don't tell you in places. Like, hey, why don't I move to North Carolina, save a little bit of money? You know, I'm sure Charlotte's a happening city. And then you get there and there's no porn.
Right.
That's in a brochure legally. Come on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that and like I said, they did that but we can gamble now.
Yeah.
So all the apps are like plastered everywhere.
But also like how fucking weird is that? Like morally, we gotta stop all this porn.
Right.
Also, gambling, Jesus ain't got no problem with that. Go ahead. That's
gamble away.
God was big on gambling. Like, get out of here.
Right. Right. It makes you mad. You go, yeah, everybody's going to get a VPN and work their asses around that. I hope y'all don't think y'all going to stop nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Right. KATG, episode 3791, The Great American Novel. Yes. Keith.
Chapter 1.
I know, right, Keith? You're almost 50 years old. This book is over 20 years old. Was there any emotions going back and listening to it again?
I listened to the first two episodes I put out, so about three chapters. There's some language I might not have used 20 years later. You know, maybe I didn't have to do an impression of the Prime Minister of Japan. But again, I didn't call him the Prime Minister. I said he a very important Japan person.
Isn't part of you proud though, or not proud? Aren't you happy you got it in before you knew a little? It's like when I was watching Living Color the other day. I was like, thank God they made this back then.
Right. Oh yeah,
I'm still laughing in 2024. I'm not even pretending that I'm offended.
Mm-mm. Right,
but if they put it out like yesterday, I'd have to at least pretend to be like, guys, come on, man.
Right.
We know gay guys don't all talk like that. Right. But it was 1992. I was like, this is the funniest shit ever I've ever seen in my life.
Hated it.
I'm going to go to school and talk like this.
And we did. And it was like the talk of the town.
Yeah.
It's funny. It's been a while since I heard it. I knew I was proud of it. I don't listen to a lot of audiobooks, but so I have to just assume people are used to this way of talking, where obviously I'm talking fast because I'm reading. It was fun to put out. I didn't know how people would react necessarily. I knew it was a hit at the time. But now I was wondering, but it seems that people are digging it.
I thought as you went along, your voice of your father changed chapter to chapter.
Oh, yeah.
And got more closer to what it sounds like now when you talk about your
dad.
Like
maybe.
In the beginning letters or whatever you were talking with him, it just sounded a little different. But I don't know. I feel like you found your groove a couple chapters in. And it was like, that's the impression now.
I can see that being deliberate, too. I can see, you know, let me just do it matter of factly. And now you know what's going on. And guess what? It's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
by chapter three, it's son. Yeah. You know, it's very. Right.
But, and then like I explained the sigh, like he would be sighing here. Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
I can see that. You. I don't. Did you do a poll for these, Keith? Or you
I
just
did not.
Put the episodes
no,
out?
I did not.
Okay. Okay. KATG episode 3792, The Great American Novel, part two.
Yeah, it goes on to 3796, total of six parts. Yeah. I hope
would him to have been okay with you giving away the book for free?
That's a great question.
I think because it's been so long, I think so. And hopefully, it seems to be getting people to go to Amazon and buy the original book. Again, only $5.99 right now. So, I'm still working it a little bit,
I thought it was funny when you started with the auto-tune. That was funny.
Thank you.
That was good. And also, just the intros to this, it did feel weird. Where you're like, I'm Keith and oh shit. I was like, yeah, man, it does. Yeah. But I don't know. It feels like a good gateway to what the show is going to be. And, you know, let's rip the Band-Aid off, make fun of it, and keep moving. Yeah,
and I like the little clips you did up front, like now, and then let it go into the past kind of with the audiobook.
How we found out Sadio was emailing.
Yes, and writing in and things like that.
Well, I hope people didn't see the title and skip it, because, like, I hope you at least listen to the intro.
Right? If you can listen to nothing else.
This shit is happening.
Yeah, it is. You get real-time things in the reviews, so people were telling you how much they loved it. Keith was like, I guess, I don't know, I guess people like it. So people was like, well, we're going to let Keith know that we actually liked it.
I did, yeah, whether it was texts or DMs or emails, they did come in. I got nervous at first because they didn't, and nobody's writing on the forums. And I'm like, do people just see, like, this is old shit and they're not into it? But then, yes, I was getting the feedback, and that felt good.
Yeah, I think probably just to give people enough time, because I remember for some people, they might have thought, hey, keep taking a week off. I'm not going to get anything in my feed.
Well, also, I think I can't speak for everybody, but for me specifically, knowing him that was leaving, I had the weirdest, like, I don't know when to listen to this. I don't know if I'm ready to listen to this.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Even the episodes before the one we were on, I was like, I listened to them like Saturday and Sunday, because it's just like
weekend.
It's like I'm gonna be listening, saying goodbye.
I've seen a lot of people write that your guys' show, the last one with Hemda, people didn't want to click on it because they were like, well, that means it's over,
right? Yeah, and for me, it was the whole we do last week. Like, if we didn't do last week, I don't know that I would have heard it yet, because I would have been like,
I see.
I just need some time, maybe like when Keith starts.
Because that means a closure. Yeah.
Yeah, when Keith starts doing more shows with new people, then maybe I go back and hear these, because I know there's like a future happening. But we do this, and I was like, I can't just show up and be like, hey, crazy out here, man.
My heart couldn't take it, dog.
How you week been? I'm sorry I didn't listen, but I bet a lot of shit was going on. Huh?
It's crazy out in these streets, ain't it, Keith?
It wasn't that crazy. Right, this time it wasn't that crazy, right?
Just reading the episode description. So, Calvin Cato, huh? Right? That dude's crazy.
Yes, was he asshole? I don't really know what happened, but I'm assuming. I don't know. We're going to skip all the way down to the very last episode, KATG3797, Diamond Dogs, The Sad Emails, with Craig Klein and Chris.
Yes.
And this episode was the same as the Diamond Dogs. So they got released on both platforms.
I really enjoyed it. It summed up a lot. I did think, like, hey, we talked about this Sadia before. Sadia's surprised she shows up on this show. And I'm like, I think this is part of, let's say, canon or whatever. I think mm-hmm. this goes with the story that it should be in the main feed. It's the transition from Hemda, and it's also Sadia.
Mm. Yeah, and also, not trying to be funny, Keith, this can also just be closure. It's like, okay.
Yeah,
everybody hears it, and so you put it on both feet. So regardless of if you pay or not, you can actually hear the things. Because Keith, I think a lot of people hear you talk, and they just assume you're just mad and angry and grumpy all the time.
Yes,
and sometimes they don't realize that you are very
like a
valid
fucking asshole. Like
some people might think that
this fucking guy again,
and a lot of people always assume that Keith is wrong, and you're like, he is valid in his point.
Huge jerk,
right?
Right? Like, just here comes thinks he's cock of the walk. I mean, I hear you, Karen. I think a lot of people think that.
That's why my dad's going to be the guest tomorrow. It's like, you need to hear him so that...
Gotta get closure. I love that Karen's so optimistic she thinks it's closure.
Right. Oh, dude.
Okay. I'm looking at this wrong.
There's 18 more emails from her.
Yeah. Karen's never dealt with crazy. She don't know.
Yeah.
I be the one dealing with that shit.
She's in England. And I'll tell you what, like I said, this is why I love the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
It's literal space, and it's an ocean, and she can't swim, and this is why I punch waves to keep it choppy.
In case she ever decides to, I don't blame you.
Yeah, there's a couple emails, but here's just the last two.
Mm-hmm.
Child is the subject, the body. Keith, just for a second, right? Rather than thinking I'm crazy, why don't you try looking at it from a different perspective? I haven't written her back, and it's just email after email. One was, you probably thought about this idea already. How about I come on every year and we see my progress in life? Oh, yeah, that's something I would have thought of already. You've been doing podcasts before it is even a thing. You started Podcast Dude. You have such an interesting life, and it's got people all over the world addicted to you. At the moment, I'm the crazy person that you had a misunderstanding. I understood you just fine. But I'm not getting bad attention. I'm not getting good attention. It's more perplexing than anything else, so I can't even enjoy it because I don't understand it. By the way, you're not getting good attention. I know it's like 15 minutes of my life, but it's all of yours. I'm likable and unique and rare, and people are weirdly making me like myself, even though I know plenty of people still hate me. I'm probably older than you, and your mom passed away. Let's not make it weird, and I can be your, like, adopted mother that's hot and a bit overbearing, but her heart is definitely in the right place. Well, I mean, my mom is gone, so I do need something. Why did
and
you
a hot
say,
mom, you know, you're right. Into that.
Why did you say to me, this was on the show, something like, I could fuck you, you know? She brought up, what was it? How'd this come up?
She said, kept saying she wanted to fuck you.
She hit on me or something, and we said, hey, you can't be doing that shit. The reason you can't be doing it is because there is something real here, that I am able to fuck you. Like it was a threat, she said. Why do you hate yourself so much you think it would be some kind of ordeal to be fucked by you? It's weird. Stop with that energy. It's really very simple. You actually look insanely like the guy I was in love with for a decade, but him and I weren't compatible. We are. Let's not get married. Let's not be mother-son. But please, can you like me again and I can start building bridges because whether you consent to it or not, I really like you. Ugh. Now I feel uncomfortable. Sadia. And this is the a new one that just came in. You up? Hey, gorgeous. So I was thinking so you can, like, imagine married life with me. Can you be Keith Chowdhury, that's her last name, from now on? I didn't change my name for my first husband, but I didn't make him take mine. I'd like you to take mine. Also, there's going to be no season 3. I joked, we're going to keep talking. Somebody said, I don't like if this is the way Keith and the girl is going. Like, I'm going to talk to Sadia every fucking day. And I said, nope, this is the whole season. The whole new season is going to be about Sadia. So anyway, she says, also, there's going to be no season 3. Whilst Sadia's in season, parentheses forever, there will be no other seasons. Also, if you want to figure me out, I'm Maria from The Sound of Music if she was crazy. Also, get Sophie on the next Diamond Dogs. Who? Get to know... Oh, her kid! Get to know your new stepkid. She's actually really cool, but a bit extra. Love you, miss you, XXX. Her kid's a bit extra, but I'll love her.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot. And there's no. There's a lot more. There's a lot more.
And that's why I didn't think it was going to be closure.
Yeah.
My question for the episode was, did you believe anything she said?
I didn't.
Oh, there's a new one. There's wow. Two new ones.
What?
Struggling to listen to the new episode. I'm going to guess this is the new Keith and the Girl episode. I don't know. I really don't know why I am backing away. All right. So I think she just thinks I'm going to talk about her. Oh, there's three more. I couldn't be sincere because we skirted around the thing that made me want to die, sharing the photo. I don't know what she's talking about, but I'm over it. But that's the reason I can't be sincere. I hate your listeners because they didn't care about my feelings at the time. They were sheep. A couple made it worse. A couple tried to help, but I shut them out because I was paranoid. I'm being sincere now, but I'm done. I'm not going to delete the Reddit accounts. She's been writing weird shit on Reddit too, you can see. I'm not going to delete the Reddit accounts because it would be weird if everything just vanished. I'm not an airport. I don't need to announce my departure. Smiley face. I'm really sorry. Think snowballed really sorry. Would like to move on from it. I'm rooting for you. Great. Fantastic. All right. This is the new one that just came in. So I finished listening. I'll keep it brief because I'm processing stuff and have had a fuck ton of stuff going on at the same time and had a fuck ton of stuff going on when Zoomgate happened. But it's meta. Saturday was an insane day, which Diamond Dogs was a huge part of. But it wasn't just about you. It's bigger than Zoomgate and it's really foundation-shaking shit, but I feel I've aged about 10 years in the last 2 years. And Zoomgate, I don't know what she's talking about either, was a significant moving part. The only thing that is helping me process my feelings and feels in any way relatable to Ariana Grande's new album, it's a concept album inspired by Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. It's helped me process what my goals with estranged relationships. If you're interested, she talks about the album here. There's no link, so I don't know. I'm going to take time to process stuff. You've got a lot of stuff to process, which I imagine I'm a moving part. You're not, but I don't know to what extent. None. If you ever feel like getting in touch, I won't. I hope you feel you can. Anytime, any medium, I'll be happy. Yeah, I know. You followed me on Instagram and tried to DM. Anytime, any medium, I will be happy to offer any explanation to anything you're perplexed about. I'm not confused. You're nuts. I actually am an open book, but takes me time to access stuff in my brain, so I go quietly to think for a second. I genuinely am an open book, but I'm also sensitive, so shit often goes wrong with people. But it is what it is, because somehow the kids have turned out to be pretty interesting, cool people. Oh, she has two kids, by the way, right? Mashallah, and they're my thread. I really hope I hear from you again when you're ready. I'll never be ready. Sadia. P.S. The show is going to be interesting because you're interesting and entertaining and unpredictable. Thank you. That's sweet. The majority of your listeners are people who live regular lives, and the show is their salacious drama escape from the mind-numbingness of life. So you're always going to have that core listenership, and obviously you lose some and win some along the way. P.P.S. Would it be weird to say this feels a bit warm and fuzzy? Is this what sincerity feels like? I thought it would feel like dying. All right. I think everybody's caught up.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think it's interesting because the vibes on the show, I felt like you were very much like, hey, this is bullshit. She's full of shit. We already know everything. I don't even know what we could possibly learn right from this conversation. And I felt like Craig and Chris were both like, no, let's hear it out. Let's see. We can talk to her. She can be reasonable. She seems like she understands. And the whole time I just kept thinking like, but if she understands him,
I think they knew she wouldn't be reasonable. I was surprised when she did say like reasonable kind of things, when we'd be like, well, this has to be true, what you're acting like, and you're deliberately fucking with us. And she would admit it. That surprised me, and I was happy about that. That didn't mean we got to any solution, right, of course, as we're seeing right now. And I'm not surprised. But that she was honest about, yes, I was trying to fuck with you, I enjoyed that.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Because I was very much like, y'all could have had that whole conversation without her being there. Because like, y'all already knew everything.
Yeah, but like, I do like the audience heard her. Like, you know, you just heard me talk about this person. I like that you really hear her bullshit.
Right.
When Craig asked about the Reddit accounts, and she's like, no. He's like, no, you do create Reddit accounts, and they're the fake ones. And she's like, oh, yeah, I did, but not new ones. Right. Just only O's, and I'm like, no, the new ones too.
The new ones
like,
too,
what,
though.
What is this? What is this? Why are you acting like everyone's stupid? Oh, man. But it was a great episode, though.
I loved it. I really did love it, and I heard it more than once back.
This is just another paywall thing you're giving away for free that him does rolling in a grave?
Probably this one.
Is this going out for you this last week? It's going to be on the feed tomorrow.
And they're like, you can't put everything on
a week from now. Keeps like, we're losing premium subscriptions. I don't know why.
Like somebody on the forums, I think his name's J. Crow. And he said like, I can't be hearing from her all the time now. And this, is this how it's going to go or something? Like, well, of course not. She's insane. And that'd be stupid. But I'm definitely glad you heard it. Bianca Brady recorded today's show. She had to stop. I think she was thinking we're going to pile on her. But if you hear the whole show, she agrees it's not like that. And I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was good. It was very surprising.
Yes, it was. I'm surprised she actually came on. I'm surprised she actually spoke. Because you know, y'all tried to do it one time and they flaked out. But this time they actually came and talked. And you know, one thing about it is you allowing the audience to kind of form their own opinions and like actually see that when you talk about it, you're not talking about it in a box. Like there's other moving pieces and moving parts so that people can get a clarification or a better view of what you're actually dealing with. And it's just not you quote unquote coming at them. Because I think a lot of people in their minds, whenever you talk, they just feel like you're just attacking.
It also is weird to have a reaction of this is what the show's going to be.
Is it?
Right.
That's fucking weird.
It's like him to left, Keith lost his mind.
He's just going to be having people on that gaslit him. Come on, guys. Right. They're going to talk about news and there's going to be people you like and there's going to be people that he gets along with it. Come on.
Yeah, we're going to get with the jokes and stuff. You
and
know?
Also, but by the way, it's funny because why not just... I'm thinking about this guy, J. Crow, but why not just don't listen and let it go if that's what the thing is? But you know me. Now right. I got to acknowledge what you wrote, and now we got to talk to her again.
Yeah. Yeah. That is weird.
It's just funny.
Yeah.
It is very weird. This week, no Q&A.
Oh, by the way, sorry. The poll was for this one. Have you ever rebuilt a bridge with somebody you've wronged? And I don't know how the answer wouldn't be yes for anybody. Mm-hmm. Do people just never fuck up or they just go, I can't work this out again? Of course I have.
They just wipe their hands of it.
Yeah. I fucked up.
Keith, I think a lot of people, and me and Roger kind of talked about this, a lot of people take the online energy and they bring it into real life. First time you piss me off, first time you say something I don't like, first time you make me feel a certain way, you're gone. Like, and a lot, me and Roger have dealt with people like that. So I think for some people, they're like, no.
I'm just picturing a life that is, once you fuck up, you wash your hands of every situation. Right. And it's making me laugh so hard just thinking about that.
Right.
I was like, how do you function through life?
It's like, hey, I burnt the field. That's it. It's a nice marriage while I last.
I'm looking up the poll results and I see Spira just wrote, I live for this shit. A+. Yeah, I'm pleased with it. Have you ever rebuilt a bridge with somebody you've wronged? 44% say yes.
Yeah.
That's so weirdly low. Yeah.
Also, the people that don't live for it, what's wrong with you?
It's right.
It's not even your life. It's Keith's life.
Right.
I'm not even being a jerk. I love Keith, but also who gives a fuck?
Right.
Like you acting like, oh God, I won't sleep tonight. Like a crazy person won't stop emailing him and he was nice enough to let us in on it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Most people that get crazy emails tell nobody with the police. Okay. Like you're welcome, everybody. That's why I love cheaters. This is what I came for.
Right.
You know, I was thinking about the name of the show, Keith and the Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think if you do enough episodes and this goes on for however long,
right,
one day people will be like, where did the name come from? And it'll be just like the bear.
You let enough time go by. Mm-hmm. You're going to have people that ain't never going to go back and listen. They're like, who is this girl?
I don't know why he calls it that, but
right.
I guess.
Oh, you don't know? That's his last name.
And the logo, the original, but I took the bear away. I was holding a bear and I pronounced it bear. And it's very interesting.
It could have been Keith and the Bear.
That's hilarious.
I do have one last thing. If you're done.
I am.
Okay. I listened to Class Holes, The Worst Milkshake.
Yes.
So Keith was a guest on a podcast, Josh Ricardo's podcast.
Working
Class Holes. You mentioned it on, I think, maybe Diamond Dogs. And so I was like, let me go check it out. I love guest features. It was so funny. Y'all, you can tell y'all buddies and go way back. How good is pork belly?
Pork belly, so good. It's better than bacon.
Isn't it?
Yes. And it's delicious in ramen.
It makes you mad at bacon. It's like, why did y'all give me the bacon before the pork belly? Right. You should have gave me this.
Yeah, it's so soft and it's like bacon, but soft.
Yeah. Yes. And it's good in everything. Ramen, sandwiches, it don't matter what it is.
And I don't like, and this is hard to explain, I don't like soft bacon. I like my bacon well done. Mm-hmm. This is its own thing. It's almost like the foie gras of bacon without the cruelty.
Does reminiscing about drunk times with your buddies make you reminisce, like wistful for drinking, or does it make you solidify, like, thank God I stopped that?
He did a little exaggerating. We weren't catcalling Wonder Woman on the screen.
Yeah.
All right. We brought in some vodka. That was it. No, it doesn't. In fact, it's kind of like my buddy Chris. He'll call and leave a message and just be like, Yeah, man. I don't know how old I thought I was last night, but shit, I feel like shit. I'm like, thank you. That's fun to remember. No, it doesn't. That's kind of like Josh's stories are. Like, okay. Even if they're not exaggerated, it's like, well, that'd be a horrible way to live. So, no, I'm
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Right. Oh, man. And anytime you get to tell the milkshake story, it's always worth it. Especially when there's, I forget the co-host's name, but the co-host, it was a new story to that person.
Right. It's always new to somebody.
And I love a new person being like, what the fuck is, maybe, I guess. Okay, what about the machine? Like, they went through all the questions. Yeah, like, all the first time I heard it. It was beautiful.
There's the, I just did Micah Fox's show with Tim McLaughlin. Great Hang, it's called. So that'll be out soon, and we'll see how it went. It was a weird setup. They have three chairs. I'm in the middle, but we're all facing the same one camera. So anytime they talk, I got to turn my head like all the way left, all the way right, and it's a weird setup, hope it went okay.
Do they normally do it just them two, right?
They know, they've had guests before, but when I've seen video of them, they were at a table and had their own camera, so I don't know if a camera broke or what.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, maybe they just like you that much.
Right.
I'll check it out.
Yes. No Q&A?
Correct. But recording Q&A this week.
Last week was good. No notes.
Yes, you did great. You did great.
Yes, last week was good.
And I like the yes. Yes, that is correct. We did do good.
You did good, Keith. That was the right answer.
Yes. And so I think that's all of the shows out there. I don't think I missed nothing. That basically takes us all the way up to the current.
That's it, right. We're caught up.
Yes.
Good job.
So this is a recap of the last 2 weeks. Half of it was with Himda. Half of it was not with Himda. R.I.P. Himda, we love you. Mm-hmm. We gonna miss you. I'm gonna miss him though, and the thing about him though, I'm used to like a bunch of hair just popping up on my screen. Because you know, you come in, you just see all this hair. I got a bunch of hair too, but I keep mine plaited down. But she just lets her hair flow. So you be safe out there traveling.
Yes.
And so hey, you know, it's 50-50. You know how the crowd, we don't know how the people feel about you possibly being arrested. I'm voting no.
I just subscribed to the Vietnam Chronicle and we'll see what happens.
I started a Google alert just for her name. Right. Like, all right.
just in case something pops up. Yeah. You know, I need to be in the know. So thank you, everybody. Thank you for participating and being here. I'm looking forward to whatever you have next for us, Keith. If nobody has anything else, keithandthegirl.com.